You're listening to Tech with Heart, empowering business success in a digital era. Sponsored by Revelio, innovative software solutions that make your business come alive. Here is your host, international best-selling author, speaker, female tech founder, and innovative expert, Michelle Calloway.
So I am so excited to have our special guest today, Irina Kurtsevaya. Let me just tell you a little bit about Irina before I give her the floor. So Irina is an amazing business owner, a business expert. She's got a master's in business. She graduated from Holt International Business School and has been consulting small businesses and entrepreneurs in the Bay Area for 10 years. So she's got a tremendous amount of knowledge, but she's got a little twist on her knowledge that she brings to the table. So she's been working with startup boot camps and sole proprietors for a while, but her passion is for sustainability, for our planet, for people and businesses by bringing her experience and knowledge about entrepreneurship to new markets and demographic groups. So she wants to share her experience and help women and men, but her heart is for women, to self-actualize themselves by opening their own business, but doing it in a holistic way. So that's what we're going to talk about today. So you can triple your bottom line and create a circular economy, right? Yes? Correct. All right. Correct. Did I do that good? Okay. So with that, I want to just welcome our very special guest, Irina Kurtsevaya. Yay!
Hi, guys. Thank you so much, Michelle. Thank you for the introduction. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for having me on Tech with Heart.
Yay. Please share with us a little bit, Irina. Go back to what where did you get started with this? And how did you kind of come up with this concept of helping businesses get started, but doing it in a way that is sustainable and good for our planet?
Yeah, sure. So thank you for the introduction and thank you for having me here, Michelle. Hi, everyone. My name is Irina. And yes, I have been consulting small businesses in Bay Area for 10 years. And how that came about was me actually working in the corporate world and seeing how really unsustainable that was for people, for employees, and for the environment. So I felt that there was just too much focus on the bottom line and not enough focus on the rest of the ecosystem and on the people who are actually performing the job. So I was really lucky to have met wonderful entrepreneurs starting their own businesses with heart, you know, the consciousness of having to change business models and having to think more wider than just the bottom line, but sort of like about the community, the social impact, the planet, and helping people, you know, in our environment to sort of thrive. And that's where I got my roots from, is when I started working with those kinds of entrepreneurs 10 years ago, when I realized that I'm going to come out of the corporate route and begin my journey as a coach, as a consultant, which is something that I really always wanted to do. So I started as a consultant, as a consultant at Deloitte, and I have basically transitioned into consulting small businesses. And so to me, sustainability means triple bottom line. So what that means is people, planet, profit. So the focus is no longer just on making money and having a certain amount of profit, but it's also considering, like, how does this affect the employees, the people of the planet, and also our resources? So Amen. Those are sort of...
I love it. So how many of you, give us a little shout out in the comment section. How many of you are concerned that we're destroying our planet and that there is something that we all can do? There's something that each and every one of us can do. Just put a little shout out in there. Say, yes, I believe. Let's step up. Let's do something different. So tell us a little bit more, if you don't mind sharing with us, what are some things that we as business owners can be doing to make sure that we are indeed caring for our people, our planet, and our future?
Yeah, thanks. That's a really great question. So I believe that it really starts with the mindset and being conscious of the fact that every decision we make, and especially as business owners, every decision that businesses make affects it has a community, right? Because you are working with your clients, you're working with employees, you're working with contractors, suppliers. So there's a whole chain of events that's happening. And it's about starting with the mindset and on being conscious of how you make those decisions and what effects those decisions have on our planet, on our resources, and on people. Right. So it really starts with your values and really becoming more conscious of the fact that, you know, we're all here together on this planet, and it all starts with having enough resources for all of us right now. Not, it's been like that forever, but right now, specifically, since the economy and business models have been basically based on extract, use, dump model, which assumes an infinite amount of resources, but our planet is finite, right? So that's where we come in with a circular model, right? Which says, okay, well, if I'm going to take this from the planet, what am I going to use and how am I going to give back, right? It's no longer just like a linear, like, okay, I'm going to go here, I'm going to take away, I'm going to create, and I'm going to dump and make a lot of, you know, garbage, right? And pollution. It's more about how am I going to actually create value with the things that I'm using, taking from the planet, from the resources, how am I going to offer that value? And how am I going to dispose of it? And how am I going to make sure that the side effects of that, you know, don't negatively affect or pollute our planet, and also make sure that the people who are in the process of creating this product or service are treated fairly, right? So thinking about, you know, wages and, you know, having proper healthcare and proper vacation time for your employees, and also where you source your materials from, right? And who you partner up with and your suppliers. So it's, you're creating a whole ripple effect with, you know, you buy with the dollar, you make decisions with the dollar, right? So your money goes a long way, right? So every single moment you are making decisions of how you see our world, right? And so if you just literally open your mindset to see that, wow, like everyone is here, everyone wants to be happy, live, survive, have a happy life, family, and have, you know, work-life balance and enjoy life, then wow, maybe we're not going to be so, you know, so, you know, profit driven, but driven by the holistic society, like wellness for all, which will already affect the values of the business. It will affect how the business and the employees are treated in you know, a company, and also how, you know, the resources are being, you know, used, created, and disposed of in any place, in any business, in any industry. So it really starts with opening that mindset and seeing the triple bottom line and seeing a circular economy versus a linear economy, and realizing that we all depend on resources and they're not infinite, you know. And so we need to be, every single business needs to start, they should have been already, but it's never late to, you know, it's never late. Never, it's late. Late than ever. You know, start thinking like this, holistically, globally, circularly, and triple bottom line. So that's the first.
So what I'm hearing from you, let me just kind of try and like just wrap that up. So if you're just joining us right now, we're talking about how to build your business in a sustainable way. Or if you already are in business, how you can start shifting your mindset to being more of a holistic business. It's not just about reuse, repurpose, you know, recycle. It's not only about that. It's actually so much deeper than that. And I'm just really kind of like, wow, that was really awesome what you just shared about how important it is that we also provide a sustainable environment for our employees, our teams, to be able to create an environment in which we can say, yes, I'm taking good care of you. Your fears, you shouldn't have any basic fears of, am I going to make enough to survive? Do I need to have three jobs to feed my family? You know, depending upon where you live, you know, the costs are going to be different. You're going to need more resources. So if employers would just shift their mindset instead of being so focused, like you're saying, on making gazillions of dollars, and just make it, you know, be competitive and have a good business model, but taking such good care of your people is something that's, oh man, can you just imagine if everybody was able to hold down just one job and be able to live? I mean, sure, exactly. There's going to be different levels of living and quality and everything, but you know, we need to be thinking about people and treating people in a sustainable way, not just our environment.
Exactly.
People are what make our businesses run. And I've always loved that concept. You know, you don't have to be the billionaire at the top. You can be a multimillionaire and take better care of your people. If we could just shift that mindset, and I've actually seen a huge shift in that mindset in the California Bay Area, where we're starting to push corporations to think differently. Like, let's just tweak this model and make it so that you're still going to see success, but you're not going to be hurting people.
Exactly.
That's a beautiful thing. Oh, Irina. Yeah. So share with us more beyond the mindset, which is, like she said, it's never too late to think different and to start implementing certain things in your business that is going to take better care of our environment and our people.
Sure.
What else can you talk to our small business owners about to help them to, you know, take better care of everything? You know, we give back.
There's actually several things, and you've touched on a lot of good points. So I'm going to talk about several points. So I'm going to start with for corporations, you've mentioned there's CSR programs, right? There's already like corporate social responsibility programs that are already thinking, okay, well, how can we give back to the community? How can we share the value that we create? How can we share the money that we create to bring wellness and sort of benefits to the community through various programs, or, you know, recycling programs, or, you know, beach cleanup, or like wellness programs for our employees? Like, those are all great initiatives for corporations, right? For small business owners, it's also very important to think about the business model, right? And have what I really like to think of as social impact business models, right? So there's the having an idea that already has a social benefit, or a, you know, a natural benefit to the community, right? So whether it's you're already building into your business models a way to connect sort of various points of the community. So for example, like, you can choose to hire formerly incarcerated employees, right? So to create jobs, right? So that's one incentive. There's one way of thinking, right? So how can you make our communities better, right? How can you solve social problems as you build your business, right? So providing opportunities for certain members of the population who may not have had them in the past, for example. So it's really thinking outside the box and getting creative. So it's also about the business model, right? How and what you're incorporating into how your business is going to run. Another idea, and this is also getting creative, you know, and thinking again about the community, about the people. Another way is actually implementing like technological solutions. There's a lot of great ways to help you create efficiencies, on the job that will save you a lot of time and money, and help create, you know, collaboration among your employees. I personally swear by Asana, for example.
Asana. Let me put that in here. That is a good tool. Go ahead and talk about it while I title it.
Yeah. So there's also like the internal management tools, project management and operations management tools, which I recommend. One of them would be Asana, which is a great way to collaborate with your team and also keep track of all your projects. Plus, you get to really customize it to your idea, to your business, and you can really choose how many projects you want, who is responsible for that project, when it's due, and it's very, very customizable to whether things change. That platform allows you to do that very easily and very quickly. So, you know, time management, project management tools, technological tools that will help you save and create efficiencies as you run your small business. And especially, you know, entrepreneurs, small businesses, we wear so many hats. There's always so many things to do. So if there's any way that you can always simplify and organize yourself, time management, you know, Google Calendar. Oh, my gosh. Who cannot? I can't imagine my life without a Google Calendar, for example.
I live and breathe by mine. So,
right. So things like that, like Google Calendar, time management tools. Like, for example, it's really important for us to incorporate wellness and time management into a small business, any business. Set your alarm to take a break every 15 minutes or every 45 minutes, so that you look up from the computer, you know, and you have a way to sort of rest your eyes and give yourself, your mind, a break, because we're not meant to work you know, 10, 8, 12 hours straight throughout the day. We need breaks. We need to, you know, gather our juices. You know, we need to gather our, create ourselves time to reboot. I mean, we're more effective that way. You know, think less is more. You know, it's really interesting how that works. So there's this thing called, for example, Pomodoro technique, which every 45 minutes, or you said it, you can decide how you like it. You can either set a line for every 15 minutes, do a task and complete it, or do a part of a task, take a break, and then set your alarm again. Or every 45 minutes, you can take a break and sort of stretch, look away from the computer, get a glass of water, things like that. So there's like wellness techniques like that that I recommend. A huge, huge part of having a business is stress management and time management. So those are some things that I would, there's different tools for that. I mentioned just a few, you know, Pomodoro effect, you know, Google Calendar, Asana, you know, taking breaks. But there's various amounts of tools out there that you can look up that would help you, you know, create more sustainability for yourself as a business owner, but also for your employees. So that's something that I would also focus on, is time management and stress management.
The problem is that business owners are losing millions of dollars of potential revenue each year because they don't know how to stand apart from the competition. I'm Michelle Cowboy. I am the founder and CEO of Revealio, an augmented reality marketing tool that we've created for business owners like you to help you captivate people's attention.
Oh, that's so cool!
Influence their buying decisions.
I like it. Okay. I like that a lot.
I want that.
I love it.
We do this by making your brand or product come alive with virtual content. You can actually take a viewer through the entire buyer's journey in less than 60 seconds. It's super easy to do. Just send us your artwork, send us your video, and we'll connect them and make the magic happen. So start standing out and influencing today.
Hey, I had a thought, Irina, when you were talking earlier about how we just need to think more creatively as well with our business models. And I had somebody like kind of open my mind. It's kind of sometimes, we know, the more you hang out with people who are thinking like Irina, they kind of just unlock things in your mind, and they share something that maybe you didn't even think was even possible. But she had spoken about how wonderful it would be if business owners could find ways to support their local communities and solve some of the community problems. Like in our area, in the Bay Area, homelessness is a real big issue. She had mentioned those that were previously incarcerated who have, you know, done their time. Now they're ready to re-enter society. We actually have been in, you know, approached with the concept, and I really love the concept because Tech with Heart is really all about, you know, empowering and enlightening small business owners. And if we can perhaps employ people into a corporate structure or business model and teach them some things, maybe you don't even know who that person is. Maybe they're the next, I don't know, inventor of something huge, right? You just never know what God has got in their life for them. But by you giving them that opportunity, you really are opening a huge door. And one of the ways that we heard about doing that and being able to get the funding to perhaps create like an internal rehabilitation, retraining kind of a system is through creating like a non-profit arm of your business and therefore writing grants or getting grant funding to support that internal training system, so that because maybe they don't necessarily have the skill set that you're looking for, but they have the aptitude. And so you, by you being able to give them that opportunity and getting the funding to train them, you're really kind of solving so many problems all at once by just thinking a little differently like that, and not having it take from you, but actually giving something even more beneficial to your own business model. It's just something I thought I'd throw out there because that was new news to me, and I love the concept.
Yeah, it's great. And the thing is I have worked with, I've worked with so many entrepreneurs who are social impact, you know, and social impact minded, right? So you think it's minor details, but those minor details matter, you know, and those minor details make up your business model. They make up your business plan, and then they affect and have a huge ripple effect to the environment and to our communities. So it also starts with your business values, your core values and your business values, yeah, which you then write into your business charter, right? Your company charter, how you run your business, your operations, how you treat your employees, how you treat your clients, right? Who is going to be, how and where and what in, you know, what are your off, you know, how often you work, where you work, all of that really matters. Businesses are a huge impact, a huge source of influence on the society, and every little detail that business owners think through has a huge effect. So I really wanted to point that out. For example, I've worked with clients who have, you know, who have really focused, for example, on vegan things or like organic ingredients into, for example, a sweet dessert, but they want to make it vegan or they want to make it all organic. Like that already creates a whole new ripple effect of how they're going to source those ingredients, who they're going to work with, you know, who they're going to partner with, where they're going to get those ingredients, how they're going to support local farmers, where they're going to sell it, you know, in local markets, you know, the pricing and all of that. So it's, We sometimes really underestimate the power and the really the effect of all these small things, and they really do matter. If you look at what's going on in the environment right now, I think there's a lot of carelessness and irresponsibility. I really call on people to be more responsible. This whole idea of consciousness and triple bottom line really calls for you on doing the right thing and thinking holistically and sustainably in all areas of your life, right? When you go down the street, you don't throw away stuff on the street, right? You go and take it to the garbage can, right? So, but sometimes that's such a simple thing, but we overlook that. So everything like that adds up, right? Look at what's going on with our environment. We have pollution in the water. We have pollution in the oceans. We have no idea what to do with our garbage. Our garbage is currently being, you know, dumped in other countries, you know, and all of that is an effect. It's a result of our negligence, of negligence of corporations and of companies who haven't thought like this, who haven't implemented these strategies from the get-go. So I really call in and support what my company does, Terralogy Sustainable Business Consulting. What I really focus on is really helping sustainable-minded social impact businesses get off the ground fast so that they can have this value system implemented into society from the get-go, which then already creates a whole new ecosystem of decisions, of partnerships, of you know, supply chains, which will solve the problem of pollution, will solve the problem of, you know, the garbage that we have, the plastic pollution, the lack of resources and lack of employment. Like you were saying, Michelle, there's so many people who are out on the streets who could be doing amazing work. You know, there's so much opportunity. They need to be included back into the system. The system can no longer neglect and have, oh, these serve only one, you know, one part of it. You know, we need to understand that everybody needs to be in the system. And we can't call people victim and say, oh, they're not doing anything. No, it's a systemic problem that has to be solved from the get-go as a business is created. And it can also be solved from helping corporations rethink their values and rethink the way they do business as well, because they're the biggest influencers on our planet and on what's really going on with our resources and our environment and our people.
And so, it starts with you, right? And it starts
correct,
with you.
Yeah. So
if mm-hmm. you are a solopreneur, it starts with you. If you are a small business owner with 50 employees, it starts with you. If you see, you know, trash on the street and you just walk on by, then what's going to make the person behind you be incentivized to take better care of the planet? If we all start stepping up and start leading by example and start doing what mm-hmm. Irene is talking about doing, shifting our mindset in our lives, our personal lives, but then shifting our mindset on the business sector. And when we talk to other businesses, don't judge them, just encourage them to start shifting. Nobody likes to be condemned for what they're not doing, but it's definitely better when you're able to come alongside them and just say, hey, have you ever thought of doing this?
Yeah.
Did you ever think that maybe if we all started doing this, then we could all start experiencing this triple down effect and encourage people to get on board? So again, exactly. If you're a believer in this, just put in the comment section that yes, let's take better care of our planet. Just put the word yes, just yes. I want to start with me. Yes. Put that in the chat box area. If you're watching the replay, put in hashtag replay. And then if you are on board with making this shift and starting with you, say yes. It's all about what you think. It starts with your thoughts. It starts with your values. It starts with your beliefs. Each one of us can make a difference if we all do it. If we all think that the problem is way bigger than us and that nothing that we do matters, then there will never be a shift. So let's all say yes.
Yes.
Shout out. Say yes. All right.
Yes.
Irina, wrapping it up, I want to ask people or have you share with people how they could potentially work with you. And I know you spoke a little bit about maybe offering a free consultation if you find that somebody is interested in starting up a business, or even if they have a business. Mm-hmm. What does it look like and how can they go ahead and work with you?
Absolutely. Thank you so much. So I do offer free consultations. So I do offer free introductory consultations for idea owner, a beginner, and a person who has an idea and believes in something that is really passionate about something and believes that, oh, this, it has to be this way. You know, when you see something and you're like, oh, I really want to solve this problem, or I feel like this can be done better, or this can be done differently. And it's something that really is a passion and that is a desire, or that it bothers you, you know, and you want to do something about it, come talk to me. Let's make it happen. Let's make your dreams come true. Let's make your business happen. What I do is I help create your business model, your business plan. I help you with creating your financial projections, and I help you think through the whole process of starting a business and turning your idea into reality, right? And then, and as Michelle and I was saying, you know, it all starts with you, and then it grows into the values of your company, right? And then it spreads into the community. So you're sort of creating your own culture. You're creating your own company culture, which then affects the community, which then affects the world at large. So the more businesses like this we can start that are heart-based, that are passion-based, that are sustainability-minded, social impact-minded, the better world we are going to create, right? So we're going to show that it's possible to have a different kind of system that is inclusive, that is caring, that is compassionate, and then that is aware of not, you know, of our communities, environments, people, resources, and the fact that we need to preserve, save them, value them. You're basically creating value. You're exchanging value. You're creating value. You have value. Every entrepreneur that I've worked with, you know, has to really come from, and I come through this journey of realizing their own confidence and value. And we all have that. And we all have something to say, something to share, and something to offer to the world. And creating that value and bringing that into reality and being able to sustain yourself through this idea, through this business, and not only yourself, but also the people that you will hire and the lives that you will touch through your clients and your community is going to be priceless, right? So yeah. This is what I'm here for. Yeah, this is what I'm here for. I'm here to help start sustainable mind and social impact businesses that already have this triple bottom line in mind. And you'll be surprised how many people are already thinking that way. They may not just have never labeled it that way.
Exactly.
You know? So yeah. Tech with heart, you know, hello.
Tech with heart. Tech with heart is all about empowering and enlightening small business owners to achieve success in a digital era. So yeah, Irina spoke about, you know, some tools that you can use, like Asana is a good time management organizational team tool. But, you know, we're also talking about mindset today and changing and shifting from how you were raised. Maybe you weren't raised to be socially conscious. It's okay. It's okay. You can start today. You can start today by just reaching out to Irina at Terralogia.
Terralogia, yes.
It's Terralogia. You can search for her group on Facebook. We'll actually be putting the URL in the comment section of this Facebook Live. And you can reach out to her. She'll talk to you for free. She wants to help. And she's an amazing person. She's been part of my life since I entered the entrepreneurial space. And she's just highly valuable, very, very heart-centered and very qualified individual. So you'll get a lot out of working with her. And you'll see things through a different lens, perhaps, It's okay if you've not been raised a certain way, or it's not okay. It's okay if you haven't been doing anything sustainable in your business up till now. It's okay. You can start today. I just want you all to hear that. It's okay. You can start today. It's not too late. You know, with the polar ice caps melting and the climate change that we're experiencing,
exactly.
If we start today, maybe we can do something. But if we don't have that faith that anything that we do is going to make a difference, then we're kind of doomed to fail, right? We all need to start thinking differently. Let's come together, because as one individual, we can have a ripple effect with a tiny little drop. But think about it. If we all come in together, what kind of an impact that bigger drop would make? It just makes bigger, like almost tsunami waves of change. That's huge.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So it all starts with you. Enter Logia Sustainable Business Consulting. It's here to help bring your dreams to reality and help you create a business out of your idea through coaching, consulting, and a specialized program that helps you start your business, get your business model, business plan, and financial projections all created so that you're on your way to not just serve the community, but also make money for yourself and create a sustainable living for yourself.
Amen.
I'm really happy that I'm here, and I've been, Michelle invited me to this program, and I'm happy to talk to anyone who's interested and to learn more about what I do and to actually hear more about what you would like to do, what your idea is, and how I can help you make that happen.
Yay. So I want to thank, what happened? I accidentally pushed the wrong button.
What happened?
It says that we're going to go, well, I think we're still live at the moment. Okay. Well, let's see if I can get out of here. I pushed the wrong button, folks. Sorry. Anyway, I want to just one more shout out for Tech with Heart Network. If you are interested in participating in our heart-centered, forward-thinking, entrepreneurial world, where we're coming to bring different experts to the table to teach you, enlighten you, and empower you to make these little shifts, these little tweaks in your business model, or what can you be doing differently, or how can you be doing what you're doing, but even doing it better. We want to stay relevant in a digital age. We want to make sure that we're keeping people at the center of it all. Techwithheartnetwork.com. Just go there, join our mailing list, and you'll be informed. Join our Facebook group, Tech with Heart. And we'd love to have you be a part of our group, our network, and grow this this thinking differently. It's all about thinking differently and having fun and meeting amazing people along the way. So I just want to thank Irina for being so awesome and for coming on, being so patient when we had our technical difficulties. And reach out to her, Tara Logia, on Facebook. And is there any last words, Irina, you'd like to say?
Michelle, thank you so much again for having me on Tech with Heart. And I just want to encourage everyone to sort of go out today and think about one thing that you can really change or do differently, so that though that action helps preserve our resources, our environment. And it can start with a small thing, but that small thing will have a big effect on the world, on our communities as a whole. So let's think of just one thing that you could change, one habit that you could change that could make the world a better place, that could save resources, that could help a person, and incorporate that into the world. Maybe if you're used to throwing away, plastic bags, maybe one thing you could do is start reusing them and taking them to the grocery store. You know, one thing that could help you think holistically and think about, you know, how everything is all connected. We're all connected. So one habit that you could change, that will be a huge, huge effect. And help.
Hey, let's challenge our listeners. Let's challenge them. Put in the comment section, what is one habit that you believe that you can start creating today that you see that could have a ripple effect, a sustainable ripple effect? Go ahead, put it in the comment section, whatever it is. No idea is a bad idea. It all starts with one little step. Let's start there. Let's all make a huge difference. Collectively, we can make a big, huge impact. And let's go out and encourage one another to stay accountable to what we say we're going to do. So All right. Thank you so much for joining us today. Stay tuned on the Tech with Heart group and also join our mailing list, because we will be bringing more industry experts, different aspects of business, how we can help you and empower you to be more successful in a digital era. Thank you so much. Take care.